How do we eat in the car business? How do we eat in the car business? First, we eat fried, fast food, and then we wolf it down, God forbid we miss that next up. Look, if your next paycheck is dependent on that one up, get a clue, pal. Get a clue. Make no mistake about it. The decisions we make right now affect the quality of our lives and the length of our lives as we mature. And I'm not going to be Susan Powder up here, but I am going to suggest that you pay attention to what your body tells you. How many of you believe that enthusiasm sells? Okay, you just finished a double patty melt with onions. A large order of onion rings, a thick chocolate shake, and you ate it in 20 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes later, how enthusiastic do you feel? And managers are no better. Oh, you're gonna go, here's a couple bucks. Go get me a coronary. Okay? Or, hey, God forbid they miss an up on Saturday. Tell you what. Let's buy them lunch. Yeah, let's go get a few pizzas. Hello? Just all I'm asking you to do is pay attention to what your body tells you and act accordingly. Some basic things. 64 fluid ounces of water, clear liquid, every single day. Not only will it add weeks to the end of your life, but what it does is it helps your lymph system, because we're mostly water, so you got to keep replenishing that water. A good rule of thumb to know if you do have enough have enough water in your system is if your urine is yellow, you don't. If you have to drink because you're thirsty, there's not enough water in you. Get in the habit. Watch what happens. Watch fried foods. Watch your fat and cholesterol intake. Be aware of sugar crashes or dependency on caffeine. Basically, just pay attention to what your body is telling you and act accordingly. Two other things about diet management. First thing is, nothing ever gets in your mouth by accident. So take responsibility, okay? Second thing is, never put anything in your mouth that's bigger than your head. Thought I'd let you know.